Yeah, I did get cleared. That's exciting. Had a final x-ray this morning, and everything's perfect, healed up just the way we want it to. I'm excited to get back out there with the guys. I know they've been working, you know, extremely hard, trying to get a win, so I'm happy to be back out there, and I'm going to help them out.
You don't have to play. Do you have to play with any protective apparatus on the hand at all?
No, ma'am. Clear. I'm good.
You caught a ball yet?
Yeah, I caught a couple today with Cody Kessler. Just we're in here by ourselves. Everybody else was in meetings. We went out to ask him if he can throw me a couple balls.
Feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
How hard has it been to watch the team lose week after week after week and know that you just can't be out there to help?
It's really hard, but, you know, those guys go out there and fight each and every week. They don't give up, so it's more exciting watching them, you know, fight and stuff. And I know that we haven't won a game, but, you know, it's still hope, and they're not giving up. So that shows a lot about the guys in this room.
What is the level of difficulty for you now to come back, step right in, and try and pick up where you left off?
I don't think it's difficult at all. I think I just got to, you know, go back out there, get the feeling, you know, get the time with the quarterback, and I think I'm just going to do just fine.
How much do you feel like, you know, when you look out there, do you feel like you can make a significant impact and kind of really help jumpstart this offense?
When I look out there, I know I can contribute to the team. They wouldn't have drafted me here. And like I said, it's difficult, it's tough. But, you know, no one's giving up. You know, the season's, you know, far from over. So, you know, we're going to come back to work and fight and keep on going.
What does it mean to make your return here against your hometown team?
You know, it means a lot. You know, I'm from Dallas. All my family's going to be here. You know, this really they're a really good football team, too. So, you know, it mean everything. So I'm excited to go out there and really play and, you know, help this team. Be successful.
Were you a Cowboys fan?
Next question.
So when you say all your family, is it going to be like a larger group than at any game before? Or?
Right, and it's my first game. I'm back, so you know they all want to see me play.
Jarrell said last week he's excited for you to come back. Maybe you'll take some of those double teams away from him. Has he told you that, how much he misses you?
Yeah, Terrell's funny. He's a really good guy. You know, he got high energy, and I'm excited to be back on the field with him too.
Is it important for you to help him out in that way, though, taking some attention away?
It's important for me to help out our whole team. I wouldn't just single out one person, but help our whole team.
What about the return game? Could use a shot in the arm too a little bit. I mean, do you feel with the hand, are you ready to do that too?
I'm ready. Whatever they want me to do, I'm down for it.
Corey, there's obviously a difference between being out there and playing, practicing every day, and being in meetings and studying game film and that. But from that perspective, the fact that you've had basically 6 weeks of that, where you're just basically in meetings, watching film and that, from the intellectual side of the game, how much sharper do you think you might be now as opposed to maybe 8 weeks ago?
You know, it's easy to go in there and watch film and get all these notes and do all this stuff, but you got to actually put it on the field. So, you know, I know this stuff, but it's easy for me just to say, oh, I can go out there and do it. But you got to actually, you know, put on the cleats and go out there and actually do it. So, I think it'll be good, you know, starting practice Wednesday, you know, just attack it with mindset that, you know, I haven't been hurt, I haven't been out for 6 weeks.
Or you've had between the hamstring and camp and then a hand that's only stops and starts. How important is it for you to try and string together, you know, 8 games here?
It's important, but, you know, you really can't control too many injuries. Just, you know, it was freak accident how my hand got broke. But like I said, I'm excited to go out there and, you know, to play the game of football again. A lot of people take it for granted, but, you know, actually being out and just watching, being on the sideline, is just crazy.
Browns traded for Jamie Collins, say he's a Pro Bowl linebacker last year. What does it mean to you to, when you have the front office and coaching staff go out and get a guy like that?
It's really exciting. He's a fantastic football player. He's a Pro Bowler.